other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the 26th day of August 2009, this Wednesday. I am not Alex Jones. I'm Jason Burmes, sitting in for the first hour. Alex coming up in the second, third, and fourth hours with Jerome Corsi, Dr. Tempany, and John Reese Davies. We're going to do a bit of a news blitz here. I want to thank everybody out there for making my Invisible Empire trailer a success on YouTube. Over 25,000 hits in less than 24 hours. I am hoping we're going to get over 100,000 hits by the weekend. I don't know if we're going to do it. I hope you make it happen out there, listeners. We are streaming live right now over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to be talking about the latest swine flu news, including this headline story. Residents can get $50 for swine flu shot. You see, they're not lining up in droves, so let's offer them money. Let's offer them an incentive to roll up their sleeve. We can't just fearmonger the general populace. Not everybody has kids. Not everybody has to send their children to government institutions. We can't get everybody, so we'll offer some scratch. You know, this is just like the program out in Canada where we don't know what we're going to do with the 18 to 30 crowd. They're not just going to voluntarily walk in and take this shot. What do we do? I've got an idea. We'll set up mass vaccination centers outside of the bars on the weekends. That way, we can get people who are inebriated to roll up their sleeves unwittingly and take this shot. Those are the plans. That's what's been written about in mainline media. And there were huge drills and conferences taking place this week, this weekend, prior to this weekend. Last weekend, there was a huge conference. And the week before that, and I must have read on the Sunday show about 20 separate local articles about, oh, we're running a drill at the school. Oh, we're running a drill at the church. Oh, we're integrating all forms of government together with the federales. That's right, we're going after your local governments. They even go after tribal in some of these things. And they keep reasserting we're in this horrible state of affairs. Oh, it's WHO level 6. Level 6, a pandemic. It can't get any higher. That's what I need to get across to people. People could be dying in the streets of Ebola, and it doesn't go higher than WHO, which is UN, World Health Organization, level 6 for the piggy flu. And again, we know it's not pig flu. It's three separate types of flu. It's human flu, pig flu, and bird flu. Two strains of H1N1, which is the pig flu virus. One strain of H5N1, which is the bird flu virus. Now, I've got a whole 3 minutes in the show, and I have not mentioned the death of Ted Kennedy. Look, I'm no fan. I know there's going to be some tears on people's pillows that I'm not lavishing Mr. Kennedy, but both of his brothers, they got capped in the head, and he shut his mouth. And I didn't hear a deathbed, oh, we need to reinvestigate, or my brothers were murdered. I didn't hear, you know, him saying, we really need to get to the bottom of this. What I saw is somebody who was a cowardly lion of the Senate. Everybody's like, he's the lion of the Senate, the liberal lion. These are all the headlines, all the propaganda. This is going to be just like when Michael Jackson died, where you're going to just see Ted Kennedy, Ted Kennedy, Ted Kennedy. I won't be surprised when you see Ted Kennedy and his funeral on Entertainment Tonight and The Insider, because that's how far we have fallen in this infotainment society. Forget about his record. He didn't do anything. He was basically a nobody in the Senate. He had a face. He had a name based on his brother's performance, based on their bravery, based on their outspokenness. Oh, but Jason, what about Chappaquiddick? You know, they set him up and he didn't want to get killed. Look, somebody shoots my brother in the head, I'm going out swinging. I'm not just going to shut my mouth and take a happy life somewhere and just go along with the establishment line. You don't ice my family. Okay, so Ted Kennedy, hey, good riddance. I got no love for you, baby. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes sitting in. We are streaming live over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget to check out the trailers for Fall of the Republic and Invisible Empire.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back at the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes sitting in. Alex coming up in the second, third, and fourth hours. International Swine Flu Conference. All right, so this happened August 19th and 20th, and then the actual workshop where they role played and set everybody up to get ready for what's coming in 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, because again, this is a three-spot shot flu. It's not just one wave. They're already making it clear there's going to be three waves, and they kind of have to make it that way because after the initial inoculations, that's when you're actually going to see people get sick. After the kids take it and they inject them with, you know, live bird flu, live H1N1, which is the pig flu virus, just like they did in the Czech Republic and 13 other countries in February. Remember, Baxter International sends out, quote-unquote, mixing agents now, mixing agents. And they shoot up a ferret. The ferret doesn't make it, folks. And the guy's like, whoa, what's going on here? This isn't right. What's in this? Oh, my God, there's live viruses in this thing. He goes public. It gets printed in Bloomberg. There's one story on MSNBC and silence. Silence. And then literally less than a month later, the pig flu shows up. And remember, it came from Mexico at first, and then it's not from Mexico. It's from Mexico, and then it's not from Mexico. And we've got all these pigs with it. Wait, we can't show you any pigs that actually have it. And then the first pig that they find is in Canada. In Canada, folks. And how do they explain that? They go, well, that pig in Canada, he'd been handled by a Mexican migrant worker. They don't name the Mexican migrant worker. They have no evidence whatsoever. They just said it.
and they hyped up all these deaths in the United States from pig flu. When you looked at the initial deaths that they were reporting, none of them were from the pig flu virus, okay? Let's go through the first one. First one, a two-year-old boy who had chronic illnesses since he was 2 months old, okay? In and out of hospitals all over in Mexico. He crosses the Texas border. He doesn't make it. Pig flu killed him. Total lie, total propaganda. Next person who dies from the pig flu, somebody who was in the hospital because she was pregnant since April, since mid-April, had all these other chronic illnesses. The baby makes it. She doesn't. Pig flu. The next person who dies from pig flu is a principal out in New York City who had gout and a ton of health issues. No, he didn't die from gout or his other health issues, his other respiratory illnesses. No, pig flu. So I have to go through this because this is not a deadly virus. Listen, let's say you do get infected with this swine flu. Oh, no, the swine flu. I'm sorry. You might have some sniffles. You might need some chicken noodle soup. A couple glasses of Schweppes ginger ale, maybe a little ibuprofen for the pain. That's about it. No one's going to die from this thing. Okay, but that doesn't stop them from having these conferences and going over mass fatality management planning. Let me repeat that for you. Mass fatality management planning. If you're not on PrisonPlanet.tv right now, you really need to be. So what is this? Top leaders and key decision makers of major companies representing a broad range of industries will meet with distinguished scientists, public health officials, law enforcers, first responders, and other experts to discuss pandemic prevention, preparedness, response, and recovery. And this is the first International Swine Flu Summit. Who's behind it? Who is behind it, actually? Ha 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 ha. WHO, UN-controlled propaganda. The United Nations Coordinator for Avian and Human Influenza, Alex Thurman of the World Health Organization, was the person who headed this up with Dr. Wenning Zhang. All right, what will the topics include? Right at the top of the list, numero uno, mass fatality management planning. What does that mean? That means you get sick, you die, we got to find a way to get rid of your body. Okay? You're nothing. You get no funeral, you get no hurrah. You are part of the problem. You need to be burned up and forgotten about. That's what this is. Mass fatality management planning. And then another one is National Pandemic Influenza Medical Countermeasures. Now, under the concurrent breakout session of the mass fatality management planning, they have develop and implementing training and exercise programs. You have to make the people more docile. You have to get them acclimated. You have to get them used to seeing all these dead bodies of their friends, their family, their coworkers, their neighbors. Do you understand? You have to make them aware people are going to die, and you've got to help. Direct fatality management tactical operations. What are we going to do with these dead bodies? We got to ship them somewhere. We got to burn them somewhere. Maybe these mobile incinerators they're making will help out. Activate fatality management operations. So in other words, we're going to need the National Guard involved. We might need local police involved. We might need the UN and NATO involved. After all, this is an international issue. Folks, they've openly stated 4.9 billion vaccinations. 4.9 billion vaccinations for a populace of 6 billion people. Not many are going to slip through the cracks, okay? They are actually passing legislation. See, they know there's no law. They know international law, even though they've declared WHO level 6, okay, and you have no individual human rights under this. Okay, I don't have the document offhand, but I know it's somewhere here. It is the checklist for influenza pandemic preparedness planning, and in it, it openly states in subsection 1.5.1 that they will quarantine you. That they will make makeshift vaccination centers out of other buildings. That you have no individual human rights. That they are suspended. Now you say, well, we're not under international law. Well, some people would argue that we are, especially the globalists and the elite and people like Barack Obama and his administration. But they got another one for you. You see, if you don't want to go by international law, there's an executive order they can call out. 13375. All of a sudden, 1 year in prison, 250 G's. That's right. 1 year in prison, fine $250,000 for not taking the swine flu shot. What this is for is intimidation. They're intimidating you into doing, just take the shot, guys. Listen, you take the shot. No big deal. No prison sentence. No fine. Just do it. It's no big deal. Now they're trying to do it on local levels, where they're going state to state to state and saying that they can fine people $1,000 a day. So again, they try to do it at the state level. They are doing it at the federal level and then the international level. They keep climbing the ladder, but they're really reverse climbing it. See, they institute the top down mentality where they say, look at this authority, look at this authority, look at this authority. And if that authority doesn't work, they fall back on other authority. All right, let me continue with this document. They have to conduct morgue operations and manage anti-mortem data. Now, here's the next section of this conference, psychological issues. What are we going to do with people who are unwilling to follow government orders? What are we going to do to the people that don't want to be rounded up? What are we going to do to the people that don't want to be quarantined? What are we going to do with the people that won't let their children go to school when they become mass vaccination centers? What do we do with those people? Well, we enact the continuity of government program. Continuity of government, what's that? That sounds like a big operation, Jason. Well, actually, folks, it's the shadow government. That's right. The shadow government is not just in James Bond movies. It's not just in action thrillers. It actually exists. It's been around for a while now. Its government name is the continuity of government program. COG. And, you know, we're going to have Peter Dale Scott up in Texas sometime next month. He's going to be interviewed for my film Invisible Empire. Again, we're going to play the trailer for that later. But we're going to be discussing the shadow government and COG. COG was in place on 9/11, folks. We're not that far away from the anniversary. I just want you to know there were drills using COG operations before the attacks. And then COG was mysteriously on the scene of the Pentagon as it got struck. And mysteriously, another plane that looked government, that looked COG, was on the scene of New York before the second plane struck the World Trade Center. Very odd. Part of Global Guardian, this mass Armageddon drill, okay? So anyway, here we go. Continuity of government operations. When H1N1 flu pandemic unfold in the next two or three successive waves of our calendar year, remember, two or three successive years, how do we institute this program? And how do we get the public to go along with it? So what are we going to do with the first responders in the fire department? Well, we're going to figure out how they can effectively undertake mass vaccinations and enforce quarantines. You see, enforce quarantines. That's why in Paris, Maine, they have these drills with the National Guard dressed up in full riot gear like a police state. Okay, they're not wearing. Listen, if the National Guard's there, no reason for them to be in bulletproof vests, in big, face helmets, in body armor, batons. No, they're the National Guard. They should be in regular military uniforms. No, these are militarized police uniforms. Ending posse comitatus, all right? They're softening you up with the National Guard, but they're openly stating, and by they I mean the Pentagon, that 400,000 troops are going to be on the streets in the United States while this occurs. And you can bet it will be Army, Navy, and Marines. But they're softening up with the National Guard because they know that's what you're used to. They have to figure out how law enforcement agencies will control and diffuse social unrest and public disorder. We've got to keep disorder at bay, folks. That's what we need to do. And isolate prisons and other facilities. They need to control traffic, evacuation, and mass transportation. You think you're leaving without taking that shot? No way, buddy! You're taking it, or you ain't leaving the county. This is what really scares me. They're saying that they're planning for a 30 to 40% drop in the workforce. 30 to 40%? Wait. Whoa, Buster Brown, you're telling me one-third to almost one-half of workers aren't going to be showing up for their payday? This is the worst economy in the world. I mean, this is possibly the worst economy in world history right now, right now. And we know it's the worst economy since the 20s and, 29 and the Great Depression. We know this, okay? You're telling me that 30 to 40% of the labor force ain't showing up for work? They need a check, son. They'll go with the sniffles. The only way they're not going to work is if they're in a camp or they're quarantined or they're forced not to show up because they shut down the facilities. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. Alex coming up in the second, third, and fourth hours. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 26, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $946.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $973.69, $486.85 for a half ounce, or $243.42 for the quarter ounce. That's $973.69, $486.85, and $243.42.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go.
We are back at the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. For those that don't know, I'm a bit of a filmmaker. I've got this film right now, 9/11 anniversary coming up. It's not too late to order Fabled Enemies and show people what really happened on 9/11. Who was detained? Who was behind it? Who were the main funders? What happened with the 9/11 Commission? What happened with the anthrax attacks? Featuring Michael J. Springman, Cynthia McKinney, Bo Dietl, Michael Rivero, Barry Jennings, Joe Biden, and many others over at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And who can forget the Obama deception, Alex Jones's latest blockbuster, And it has really gotten more traction than all his films combined because of the timing and the spot-on research and production value of this picture. And remember, you can watch it now at PrisonPlanet.tv in super high quality or get the DVD from Infowars.com. I want to thank one of our great sponsors, eFoods Direct. That's 1-800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, so we don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. Our biggest sponsor, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the country. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years and years. With the looming food shortages and the current economy, not to mention the possibility of quarantines with this swine flu vaccination, who knows what's going to happen in the next few months, folks. If you want to be holed up with your family and you want to make sure that they actually have food, eFoods Direct, 1-800-409-5633. Now, I'm going to wrap up on this swine flu conference in just a moment. We were hitting up the point that 30 to 40% of the labor force is supposed to drop from this. I mean, that should tell you that they are getting ready for mass quarantines, for mass vaccinations. Even though they've said it, it's all over the Washington Post. It's in the Washington Times, the New York Post, the Chicago Tribune. In fact, I think I have the Boston Globe in front of me right here where they say they're going to pay people $50 a piece to take the shot. I can't make this stuff up. Residents can get $50 for a swine flu shot, okay? But on the other side, we're going to do some video action. We're going to show you Tim Geithner talking about how we just can't audit the Fed. Just can't audit the Fed. Doesn't matter if there was a huge victory yesterday in New York, okay? A New York judge finally stepped up to the plate, swung at the ball, and hit a double. He didn't knock it out of the park yet because there is an appellate court, and I'm sure that the Fed, even though they lost, they're going to, claim they need an appeal. Basically, he wrote a 47-page letter saying, look, these guys have to report who they're giving the money to. They have to report on these loans. We need transparency. But that's the last thing they want. That's why Barack Obama stands up there and grandstands and says, Ben Bernanke has studied the Great Depression so much, we are honored to have him as a Fed chairman. I nominate him again. So Bernanke's so well studied on this economic collapse that happened in the late 20s and early 30s that he knows how to make it even more gradual here at home now. That's what that's about. It's about gutting this economy one more time. Let's gut it. Let's take it apart and put it back together in our own little New World Order image. And that's what this is. Anyway, we're going to play Geithner for about 5 minutes on the next segment. We're going to play the Invisible Empire trailer. We're also going to come up and show you exclusive footage of Jesse Ventura and Alex Jones discussing the new True TV show that Jesse is doing. I think it's called Conspiracy Theory, tentatively. We'll see what happens with it. But let's continue with this document. We need to train our workers to screen for symptoms and know what to do when workers fall ill. I mean, the guy next to you starts coughing, we may need to call in the National Guard. If there's a little sniffles, he's got a little runny nose, could be the swine flu. We better call the officials. That man needs to be quarantined. And the thing is that they're doing the same thing in schools. Okay, here it is right here. Concurrent breakout session number 12, school and university pandemic planning. They are going to train teachers to screen for symptoms and know what to do when students, teachers fall ill. Look, don't get too excited. Don't warn anybody. Keep everybody nice and calm. Keep the situation calm. Then say you have to go to the office. You step outside. You tell the authorities what's happening. All of a sudden, they can transport ill students. Transport ill students. And they also talk about the bus routes here to get the general populace. That's why the school systems are good, because they can use the bus routes to ship people into the school systems for mass vaccinations, whether they're children or not. Remember, they expect to get all the parents. But how do you get the people that don't have kids? How do you get that 18 to 30 crowd? You force them to go. Effectively transform school facilities into shelters. See, there might be a quarantine center right at the school. See, there'll be the main part where everybody's being vaccinated and where people are learning. And then they'll take, it's decent weather out here. We'll take them out to the soccer field, or we'll take them out to the football field. We'll make that the makeshift vaccination quarantine center. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. We're live over at PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com. Back after this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free, 877-327-0365.
I'm not the kind of kissing.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Verma sitting in for the first hour. Alex will be up in the second, third, and fourth hours with Corsi Tempany and John Reese Davies. But without further ado, let's just cut to this Geithner clip where he just blatantly says, we can't audit the Fed. You can't know what we're doing. This is our country. This isn't yours, America. Hit it.
And then members of the community voted on those questions. I'm going to ask you the top 10. First one came from Borez, B-O-R-E-Z. These people don't always use their real names, but that's his dig name. 1,134 digs. Why has the Federal Reserve Bank never been audited?
You know, the Fed actually is subject to very comprehensive oversight by the Congress, by a series of external auditors. And it does play this very important role in the system, and that requires that Congress have the ability to do a very careful review of how it conducts its operations. But very important, as I'm sure people understand, that you want to keep politics out of monetary policy. And there are good reasons for that. You know, we went through centuries of financial crisis in the United States, at least two, before the Fed was established. Those crises were produced in part by the fact that we didn't have a central bank that had independence, ability to deal with these kind of things. And you need to keep those kind of things away from, you know, political influence that can compromise the effectiveness of policy.
But as this shows, there clearly is a group of people out there that feels very passionately about this. The third question on the list was 712 digs. was from Motobike Man, who said, what is your position on Ron Paul's House Resolution 1207, which, as I understand it, calls for a comprehensive audit of the Fed? Why does this persist if, as you say, the Fed is already fully audited?
Well, the Fed is dramatically more transparent than it was, is subject to very comprehensive oversight and audits. But there are certain things about what the Fed does that, again, you need to make sure that you preserve as independent political influence. And that line is a line that we don't want to cross. And I think that even the sponsor of that bill recognizes how important it is to us to have the Fed independent of politics. And I'm sure many of the people concerned about the Fed's role in the system will understand that it would be problematic for the country if you let politicians come in and shape conduct of monetary policy in the country.
You don't want to cross the line, but does this kind of concern indicate that maybe the line needs to be moved, that maybe the Fed needs to be more transparent than it's been in the past?
Yeah, I do. I think it's very important, and I think this chairman has gone a long way to open up the workings of the Fed so that people can assess them. And remember, what the Fed does every day, people can see, and they make their judgment about whether they're having the right impact in terms of making sure we're sustaining growth with low inflation. Those actions, are subject to the test of the market, public opinion, really every day, every hour. You can see, people can judge for themselves whether the Fed is doing what it's supposed to do under the laws of the land.
Well, some of them clearly don't like what they see. The ninth question on the list was from Zwendkos, 357 digs. He wrote, you are a member of the Federal Reserve. I think he meant you were a member of the Federal Reserve, a group that so thoroughly mismanaged our monetary policy that they helped create a massive housing bubble.
All right, let's cut the clip right there. I mean, this is equivalent to somebody standing over a lifeless, bloody body with the dagger in hand, blood all over his shirt, all over his pants, saying, we don't need to investigate. We're very transparent. We're very transparent. We are trans. That is the new word. We're very transparent. We won't tell you what banks got the money, how much money we're printing, who our buddies are, who our cronies are, how the system works. I'll just sit here and lie to you and tell you Congress has oversight. Meanwhile, Ron Paul is part of the Congress, folks. For the really small-minded, individuals out there that just kind of came across this program, have no idea what's going on in the real world, let me explain how this works. This guy tells you Congress already has oversight. Congress does not. They should. This is a private institution. They'll tell you it's a quasi-government institution, please. I mean, this guy just stood up there and said,
we had centuries of economic misfortune and disaster before the Federal Reserve.
No, the Federal Reserve came in after the bankers promulgated crises to consolidate power, and now they are consolidating it further. Then he goes on to lie to you and tell you that Congress already has oversight, but we don't want to make it political. You don't want to make it political. You are our monetary system. Of course that's political. You are political by default. What you don't want to do is tell us where the money went, because then it does become more transparent to the American public that you are dirty, dirty criminals. Cutthroat psychopaths who work for offshore banks. That's the reality, Mr. Geithner. And he'll sit there and smile. It's very easy for him to do that with a one-on-one pushover. Put me in a room with Geithner. Put me in a room with Geithner with 100 people that recently lost their homes and jobs. And I guarantee he won't be snickering and smirking so much. All right, folks. From that video to the next, I want to cue up my Invisible Empire trailer. I've been working real hard on this film. I continue to work hard. By the way, everybody's freaking out about the winter 2010 date. That means February 2010. I originally was going to release this on Christmas Eve. Didn't get the graphics guy in here until about 2 weeks ago. Really want to polish this movie up. Really want to give it a look. Really want to make this the definitive movie on global government and the New World Order. And that's why we're calling it Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. And, yes, some of the clips have been seen before, but I'm pretty sure no one's ever heard the, they've seen the quote by FDR about the New World Order and, this is not new in order, in the monument, but never has the speech been out there. I dug that up. Some of the Zbigniew Brzezinski clips look brand new to me. I haven't seen them anywhere on YouTube. Let me try to think what else is in there that's brand new. The George Bush disorder comment, that comes from a whole speech out at Maxwell Air Force Base, which was his commencement address on the New World Order. There's a lot of clips that are going to be in the film from that. I mean, in this film, I've got John Kerry saying New World Order, Hans Blix saying New World Order, the CEO of Google saying New World Order, Cornel West saying New World Order. Again and again and again, these political figures of power are using this term. So what is this term? Why are they using it? Why does it seem to progress throughout history? And why does it always seem to be promoted by madmen hell-bent on world domination? Here it is, the trailer for Invisible Empire.
Nazi forces seek to establish systems of government based on the regimentation of all human beings by a handful of individual rulers who seize power by force.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society.
And the hope that each of us has to build a new world order.
A new world order is coming into being. But it looks less and less like the world order that Mr. Kissinger had constructed in his own mind.
And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
What is the Bohemian Grove? Well, it's a kind of summer camp for the powerful.
Among its members, political figures like Gerald Ford, President Reagan, Vice President Bush, Richard Nixon is a Bohemian. Each year, guests like Henry Kissinger or Zbigniew Brzezinski address members on their areas of expertise.
To be a poster child for these people because you have served on the board of the Council on Foreign Relations, you started, helped start the Trilateral Commission, and you've been to the Bilderberger groups.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
I don't believe in this notion of some sort of secret societies controlling people. But, of course, in any political system, there are sort of over-the-table and under-the-table arrangements.
It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine
by the military-industrial complex.
Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised.
We can find meaning and reward by serving some higher purpose than ourselves. A shining purpose, the illumination of 1,000 points of light.
No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
The quest for the new world order is in part a challenge to keep the dangers of disorder at bay.
We were interested today to hear that more than 100 law enforcement officials in Mexico are having microchips implanted in their arms. The chips allow a person to be scanned, sort of like a cereal box at the supermarket checkout.
I think the most important thing is for Barack Obama.
I think his task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period when really a new world order can be created.
I think the new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation.
But the burdens of global citizenship continue to bind us together. In this new century, Americans and Europeans alike will be required to do more, not less. Partnership and cooperation among nations is not a choice.
Yes, these men and their hypnotized followers call this a new order. It is not new, and it is not honor.
I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people.
Coming to the InfoWar in 2010, February, it is my latest and greatest and really my dream project, something that I've been, you know, really working on for the past 3 or 4 years wanting to do this picture, just doing the research, grabbing the video, and now it's coming into culmination. And I really hope this is what breaks the term New World Order into the mainstream without this kind of, you know, oh no, it's a conspiracy theory, oh, he's a tinfoil hat wearer. I really hope this does for 9/11 truth what loose change, or for the realization of what is happening in this country, is happening in the world, the way that loose change, you know, brought 9/11 truth into the mainstream. I'm hoping this does the same for global governments. Global governance and the new world order. I want to thank another one of our sponsors, frontsite.com. That's www.frontsite.com. Have you ever heard of the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, the founder of the Frontsite Firearms Training Institute, is offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to my listeners. Look, you want to learn how to use a firearm. You want to learn how to defend yourself. Frontsite.com can help. They are the best out there. They're one of our great sponsors. Frontsite.com. All right, what I got left in this segment, I'm going to play some of this Jesse Ventura and Alex Jones conversation. Basically, Alex went down there in light of this new television show, Conspiracy Theory, on True TV, and they had a little Chatsky and Hutch. So let's hit the clip.
Well, I'm here with Jesse Ventura, and we just did an interview for his upcoming television program, Conspiracy Theory. Governor, it's good to be here with you.
Great, Alex. Always nice to see you.
Never hung out with you in California. Tell us about the TV show.
Well, it's a TV show. It's going to be on the True Network, and we're going to deal with conspiracies, and we're going to deal with all sides of them, and it's going to be multiple different ones that we'll deal with, and I think people are going to find it not only enlightening but entertaining at the same time.
What did you think of our little discussion about population reduction?
Well, it's kind of stunning when I talk to you about it. It is the kind of thing when it's told to you, you're not sure if you can believe it or not, because it's so outrageous and outlandish in its concept.
But that's...
You can't imagine that things like that can occur in our lives. But the more I'm doing conspiracy theory, the more I'm learning about different conspiracies out there beyond, of course, just the assassination of John F. Kennedy and things of that nature. It's pretty enlightening and pretty shocking when you do learn about them.
Well, I'm glad that your show is somewhat of an investigation of these ideas, because a lot of it out there, from my research, is baloney, or part of it's wrong, part of it's right. More often than not, that's the case.
Sure.
I'm just seeking for the truth and trying to find out historically what's happened, what's happening currently, and what's coming up in the future. But I will tell you, on the subject of eugenics, on the subject of world population reduction, it's part of the public record. It's just not popularly known. That's what's so exciting about you doing this TV show. Tell us about some of the other topics that are going to be covered and when it's going to be airing.
Well, we don't know exactly yet. And, you know, the other topics, I don't know if I want to be at liberty right now to say any of them, you know.
It's double top secret probation?
Yep, it's double secret probation, just like Animal House at this point in time. But you know that, Alex, you'll be a part of the shows, and we've talked to some very interesting people on a lot of very interesting subjects, and I'll just leave it at that for right now. Tentatively, it should be out, I'm guessing, around November or around Christmas time. We should hit the air somewhere in that general vicinity, I hope.
But it's been in the news that you are tackling 9/11.
Oh, it has? Okay, yeah, well, that'd be one of them then. 9/11 is one because, you know, we all know that there's conspiracy theories about 9/11, and our mainstream media won't cover any of this stuff, so they leave it to me, so I have a job now.
That's another question. We haven't really seen any big national TV shows look at this. I think you're going to be one of the first that is going to objectively do it.
Hopefully. And hopefully that'll get us some ratings. And hopefully we'll be bought up and we'll be on another season. It's all part of what you do in this particular business. And, Alex, for me, it's a case they won't let me retire. I want to retire. I want to go surfing. But yet this is so intriguing to me, I'm holding off my retirement until we get this project done.
How did you get into this, Governor? Because I remember about 3.5 years ago, I first met you in San Antonio. I interviewed you. I gave you my film, Terror Storm.
Yep.
You knew a little bit about Gulf of Tonkin and some issues, but it seems like more and more, you're writing a book I heard on the subject.
Yep.
You come on my show.
Yep.
I mean, it seems like Jesse Ventura is kind of...
Here's the problem, Alex. I now live half the year down in Mexico. Well, I don't watch TV in Mexico when I'm down there for the 6 months. I read. And so I go out, I get books on interesting topics. I like to study history, and I like to study real things. I don't like to particularly read novels because that's simply someone else's imagination writing a story in a book. Well, I have my own imagination. I don't need anybody else's generally. So I like to read history, and I like to read controversial history. And so really this has blossomed because of my time in Mexico. I mean, I remember 3 years ago I actually read 17 books in one winter down there. Alex, that's more books than I read in my entire school career. You know, so it's reading, and it's doing that. And this show was, I'm the creator of it, basically. I took it with my people, and we sold it, and the True Network bought it. And they found it interesting enough, and here we are.
Governor, doing the research for this television show, and now that you're really immersed in this and reading all these books when you're down in Mexico part of the year surfing, what do you think of the New World Order itself, the move towards world government, or are you not even convinced of that?
Well, I guess I'm 50-50 right now, you know, as I look at it, because I don't want to believe it, and that's probably what holds me back on it, but I'm certainly seeing enough indication that it could be true. Absolutely, because they're always talking about Mexico and the United States and Canada ending up like Europe. And there's things done politically that seem to take us in that direction.
All right, and folks, so I we think will be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Vermes sitting in. Artificial life will be created within months. That's the big story over at the Daily Mail. We're live at PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
We got Alex Jones coming up in the next hour with Jerome Corsi, then Dr. Tempany, and then John Reese Davies. So I want to hit up some of these news stories that I, you know, just didn't get to because we were talking about the swine flu playing those trailers. Artificial life will be created within months as genome experts claim vital breakthrough. They're saying that AI is on or artificial life, intelligent life beyond what we've ever seen before is coming. Craig Venter claims we will make it later this year. Just go check it out. History can no longer guide farmers, investors, UN. So the United Nations is promoting propaganda that because of climate change, the farmer's almanac is useless. We can no longer look to the past. We've ruined the earth. We're in erratic, sporadic periods of time, and we just can't go off of these this old data. We've ruined the planet. Give me a break. Let's see. U.S. budget update stands pat on CO2 permit auction. They act like it's an auction, but they're basically going to be giving carbon credits away to big business so that they can tax the hell out of the average American citizen. After all, this climate change bill is all about the greatest tax increase in world history, because it is going to be a global tax that they're trying to set on all U.S. American citizens, world citizens alike, and say, hey, you like to breathe? Good, we'll tax you for it. You like to drive two cars? Good, we'll tax you for it. Ooh, you got a little too much garbage there. Good, we're going to tax you on it. U.S. power bill's down, but not for long. They're saying that the power bills are down now, but wait till this tax increase kicks in. Yeah, that's right. We're all going to be paying 3 to 4 times more for our power. You know, the energy bill isn't enough. It's not enough that, you know, you pay $400 plus a month for your house during the wintertime. It's not enough that people in the heat like me in Texas are paying over $200 a month to kick on that central air. We want to charge you more because we haven't made you destitute enough. And this isn't a sign that the economy is in total shambles. The U.S. Postal Service is about to cut 30,000 jobs via buyouts. In other words, they're trying to get people to retire early. They're trying to get them to quit. 30,000 people at the U.S. Postal Service. Nixed. You know, I forgot to cover over the weekend that yet another bank has gone under, this time in Texas. A large Texas bank shut down by federal regulators, and you're going to see more and more and more of this. Garante Bank became the second largest U.S. bank to fail this year after the Texas lender was shut down by regulators and most of the operations sold at a loss of billions of dollars for the U.S. government to a major Spanish bank. Isn't that lovely? Huh? The transaction approved by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corp marked the first time a foreign bank has bought a failed U.S. bank. See, foreign banks now openly taking over United States banks. Just type it in, folks. I mean, these are the mainline articles that you're not hearing about all over the media. But don't worry. You'll hear about Michael Jackson taking a huge shot and maybe being killed from it. You'll hear about his doctor claiming he's innocent. You'll hear about Teddy Kennedy and what a great person he was, even though he didn't have the cojones to step up to the establishment, to the elite that murdered his brothers on television. Well, I guess you could argue that Kennedy's wasn't live, but it was pretty much broadcast live. I mean, the event, the parade was there. We didn't see the Zapruder film until 13 years later. But we sure saw his brother Robert get shot in the back of the head, didn't we? Couldn't step up to the plate, Ted. Went to your grave with that. That is going to be something that bears over your soul for eternity. I guarantee you, if we have souls and you didn't stick up for your brothers, your blood... Yeah, there's no coming back from that. Alex Jones coming up after this break with Jerome Corsi, again, Tempany, and John Reese Davies. I am Jason Burmes. This is the Alex Jones Show. Please go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Support us. Get Aaron Russo's Reflection and Warnings, Fabled Enemies, and the Obama Deception back after this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.